What's up, everybody? Hey, I want to welcome you to Engaging Heaven today. I need to tell you that you were created for the supernatural. God has a plan for your life. In the next few moments, we're going to feed your spirit. We're going to cut through the fluff and get to the stuff. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today. What's up, everybody? Here we are. Hope you're having a wonderful Wednesday. It's Engaging Heaven today. I'm James Levesque. Beautiful day out. Hopefully spring has sprung. Probably not in the Northeast because I don't feel it yet, but so good to have you with us today. I want to share something called the root of evil. The root of evil. You know, Paul said to Timothy in 1 Timothy 6, he said, look, verse 6, godliness with contentment is great gain. You need to understand we brought nothing in this world, and it's certain we're not going to take anything out. Having food and clothing, these things will be content. But those that desire to be rich are falling into a temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and harmful lusts, which drown men and women into destruction, because the love of money, Timothy, is the root of all kinds of evil in this world. And some of people have even strayed away from the faith in their greediness, and they pierce themselves through many sorrows. The lust of money is the root of all kinds of evil. Isn't that crazy? The lust of money. Look, it's an important subject. You can relax. Ain't nobody receiving an offering. But you need to understand something. The lust of money is the root of all kinds of evil. I had somebody come one time on staff, powerful worship leader, and they said, you know, I just feel like it's time for me to move on. I just need to go back home. I just need to do this. I need to do that. And I said, why? What's going on? Is the Lord leading you? Well, no, not really. I need money. I realized that I need to be a mom one day, and I need to do this, and I need to do that, and I need to take care of things in my life. And financially, it's not working for me. And although all those things are wonderful things to feel, the end of the day, my advice was, listen, follow where the Lord's leading you, not where money is. Because I'm telling you today, if you make any decision in your life based on money, it will never work out. I hope you hear me clearly. If you make any decision based on money alone, it will never work out in your life. And I know that's so hard for you to understand because you work so hard in your life for it, right? Few people are telling you about it or teaching you about it. It's something we all have to deal with. But if money is leading anything in your life, you're going the wrong way. You have got to be led by a place of peace. And the reason that Paul said the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil, because it's a lust. It's a lust and a temptation. And a really, truthfully, it's a lie that to acquire more. Oh, if I just have this, I'll be okay. Or I just really need this to be all right. Or I just, you know, I had a guy in our church recently run around saying, well, I just need $75,000 a year I need this job if I'm going to continue to do anything else. Wait, what? And then you meet people, all they are is stressed about it. Oh, I need that. I'm going to have to work 5 jobs. I'm going to have to get 6 jobs. I don't know how I'm going to do it. It's like, wait, who's in control here? Are you who's your trust in? Well, God, but, you know, well, I just need 800 jobs to make it. The lust of money. The lust of excess. You know, I've been in Beverly Hill mansions that are, you know, $20, $40, $60 million homes, you know? And I've been in mud hut houses in Africa. The palace doesn't matter. If anything, the one that's nicer probably brings more headaches if your heart's not right. See, when you don't have anything, there's nothing to be an idol in your life. And so many Christians I know, they're working and fooling themselves thinking they're responsible, but all they are is gathering more toys and gathering more things that are going to hinder them from ever really serving God, right? Oh, pastor, pray that I get a job. He gets a job. Oh, pastor, thank you so much. Pray that I get a house. You get the house. Pray that I get this lake house. You get the lake house. Pray I get, you know, and now you got a boat. And now you don't come to church anymore. You don't even fellowship and you're not doing anything for God and you cut yourself off from everybody, but you have a job with a lake house and a boat. Congratulations, sail your way to hell. The lust of money is the root of all kinds of evil. I'm going to tell you a story after the break of something that happened to us recently because we're hunting for a house that would just sum this whole thing up. You never compromise your values. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today.
Rebecca here. We want to thank you for tuning into the Engaging Heaven Today podcast. As always, please subscribe to our daily devotionals. And when you get a moment, leave feedback and let others know how you're being blessed. You can find more information at www.engagingheaven.com.
What's up, everybody? We're back. We're talking about the root of all kinds of evil. Look, making decisions based on finances alone, of course, it's important. Take care of your family, pay your bills, be responsible. That is not what I'm saying. But the Bible says that He gives us the power to create wealth. So as long as we continually check everything we have in the light of God, it's from you, it's for you. You've given us the power to create wealth. We thank you that everything is His. And He just gives it to us. Then you realize who the source is. It all is about source. If you're running around in your flesh, not being involved in anything that God's calling you to do because, oh, well, you just need to work, then you're your source. My wife and I have been house hunting. And anytime you buy a house, you need to like list, you know, of what your, you know, desires are, right? And so one thing we desire, and it might seem pretty petty, it's important to us, is sunlight. It's cold here. Thankfully, in New England, there is a lot of sun. But we, honestly, we miss out on a lot of sunlight, to be honest with you. In the winter, you're only getting 7 to 9 hours of sunlight a day. And if you live in a house where the sun's being blocked, then you get less. And we realized through all the different homes that we've lived in, I think we've lived in 5 places in 10 years, some had great sunlight, some were a cave. And no matter how beautiful the cave is, you realize that it's a cave, right? There's not enough lighting that's going to replace natural sun. So it's just a little thing that we like. We love sunsets. We love watching the sun go down. We love still having the twilight at the end of the night around our windows. And we saw a home that we loved. It was really amazing. Had a lot checked off most of the boxes, but there was this little cliff in the backyard, you know, and we saw it. We loved it. But right as we're walking out of the first, and it's everything we wanted, everything we needed, including a new little studio area for me. But it was just, as we're driving away, we thought, man, what if that sun is setting on the backside of that rock and we don't get sunlight? So my wife, we're driving around dusk, trying to check it out. It's hard. We're not in the house to see where it hits. So we schedule another showing and we go in. And sure enough, as the sun's setting, and the house checked off most boxes, and sure enough, the sunlight wasn't great. And it was an expensive house. Well, no, I mean, not that expensive. We get in the car and we're just like, doesn't have our sunlight. We're going to miss probably an hour or two a day. And this is with us cutting down every tree, the neighbor's house, you know what I mean? Doing everything we can to get sunlight in. And we get in the car and my wife and I just said, look, it's not what we want. You know, it's just not, we cannot live there if the sunlight isn't there. Ring, ring, ring. My realtor answers, hello. Hey, did they lick the house? No, they're going to actually pass. It doesn't have great sunlight. Oh, well, let them know we'll take $45,000 off the price if they'll move in. Wow. Maybe we are okay without the sunlight. You know, and as we start, you know, we literally just got done saying we're not taking the house because of how we want and believe. And then they drop the price. See, look, don't get caught up in yard selling. You buy a bunch of junk just because it's on discount, then you need to have a yard sale for your trash. The truth is, if I wasn't going to buy that house because of the sunlight, why would I change my convictions because money's involved? See, some of you would have been like, oh, that's the Lord. I'll just live like hell. I'm fine with compromising what I really want in life. Think about it. So yeah, it's worth entertaining, and there are a lot of times that that is a sign from the Lord. But in this instance, it wasn't. It was a test of faith to stick to your convictions and not let the lust of $45,000 or whatever it is move you. And so we went back and said, look, we like the house, I'm sorry, but it doesn't have the sunlight we want, we're going to pass. And that's hard to understand. But you don't make decisions based off money. The lust of it is going to bury you. The lust of just it being the only thing you look at is going to hurt you. Live by your convictions. Live by your relationship with God. And things, don't even worry about it. Matthew 6:22, seek first the kingdom, his righteousness, his best for your life. And all the things you worried about on this earth, they're all going to fall into place. Don't stress about money. Stress about him. Draw closer to him. Get quieter. Fall into his lap. Worship him. And all your money things will just work itself out. Trust God. That's why giving's so hard for people. When you do it, it's nothing. You give, you trust, you believe, and God pours out more than you could ever imagine. It's simple faith, it's simple trust, and it's trusting him with everything in our life and not letting finances be the difference maker. I was sitting with someone one time that has raised lots and lots of money for souls and missions around the world and is so blessed and didn't start out that way. I said, what was the key for you to have such a breakthrough in the area of finances? And he picked up a jar of water. We were at the Biltmore Hotel in Maryland. He picked up a jar of water and he goes, money is no different than that cup of water. It comes, it goes. I put no stock in it. It'll always be there when I need it. And people are what matters. Life is what matters, not money. And I realized that we have to change our understanding of money. And you stress about it, you worry about it, but the truth is, let's trust him and all these things will be given. We love you. You've been rocking with Engaging Heaven today.
On behalf of Pastor James Levesque, we want to thank you for tuning in to the Engaging Heaven Today podcast. If you're ever in the Connecticut area, join us at Engaging Heaven Church. We're the one church with two locations, New London and West Haven. For more details, go to our website at www.engagingheaven.com.